This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Hi, this is Connie Louise. Join me Monday through Friday at 5:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. for WCNO's Community Calendar. Your nonprofit Community Calendar event should be sent to WCNO 2 weeks in advance. Our address is WCNO 2960 Southwest Map Road, Palm City, Florida 34990. Or email your events to WCNO@WCNO.com.
G4 Summer Camp is back. Free pickup and drop-off. Field trips every week. Super fun all summer long. The best summer ever. Breakfast and lunch included. Sign up now. $85 a week. G4SummerCamp.com. G4SummerCamp.com.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Hi, I'm Pastor Tina Cook, and I would like to invite you to our awesome True Life Inner Healing Group every other Saturday morning from 9 to 11 a.m. If you are in need of a touch, a word, or a healing from Jesus Christ, this is the place to be. Every group, we have a God encounter. I love the presence of God, but even more, I love watching Him instantly transform your life. It's a fact that your life will never be the same. For the next group date, check out our website at mytruthchurch.com. And you can also check out my testimony at tinacook.org. So come, join me every other Saturday at 9 a.m. and come expecting.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
If you haven't been under attack from the enemy, it's probably because he doesn't see you as a threat. Come on, you ought to consider that. Amen? Any defensive lineman will tell you that wherever the ball is on the football field, that's where the pressure is. If nobody's tackling you and nobody's hitting you, then chances are you're not around where the ball is. If you're on the line and the pressure ain't coming to you, then the ball's probably behind you. Come on, somebody. How do you know what I'm talking about? People get in and go, I think I miss God. This is too much pressure. There's no money in the ministry. Hey, they can't even make payroll half the time. What am I doing here? They got to be out of God's will. No. You're in the midst of a miracle that's about to take place around the corner of your life if you'll stay in faith. Come on, somebody. If you're feeling a little bit of pressure today, it might be a sign that your miracle is about to pop into your life and take you to a higher dimension of living than you could ever dream of. My God. I get tired of baby Christians coming to me, God called me to be here, Apostle. I have this gift and this gift and this gift, and God wants me to come alongside. That's wonderful. Go to them a month later. Man, we need to really pray for the finances. We don't have our payroll. Oh, Pastor. Get a call the next day. Pastor, I just feel like God's moving me on. The destiny of my life is in a place where there's not so much struggle. The struggle, Pastor, the struggle is a sign that you might not be doing things right. Well, go on. Because I've learned in my life that the things that make me stronger and the things that make me happier and the things that cause my faith to grow and the things that build courage and the things that see vision come into my life and see the extraordinary move into the ordinary are when we stand the test of the battle in the face of the battle and we declare that our God is greater, our God is mightier, our God is stronger, and there is nothing that can withstand His power. You cannot live in the supernatural and be an extraordinary Christian fighting ordinary battles. Will not happen. It's at the church down the road. You're going to come here? Expect battles. Expect to have to stand in faith for $30,000 and $40,000 miracles every month to get it done. Expect to have to stand in faith for a school that'll reach into the bottomless pit of society in Fort Pierce and Port St. Lucie and grab kids up out and put a gospel in them that they otherwise would not have heard. Expect battle, because when you do that in the face of the enemy of your soul, he's not going to take it lying down. My God. Can I just commend our staff? I put a letter out 3-4 weeks ago that said, we will not have payroll December 1st, barring a miracle from God. Our billing is out. Our statements are out. We've done the math. We don't have our mortgage payment. We don't have our payroll tax, and we don't have payroll. Pray. How many know that one of our teachers, now, one of our staff members said, God, so that's it. I can't take it no more. You ain't got money to pay me. I'm going to get another job. Every one of them came to work and worked knowing there wasn't going to be a paycheck December 1st. Come on, somebody. By faith. Can I just tell you, we make payroll December 1st? I don't know how. I can't even do the math. It's been running through my head. It's confusing to me. But God did it. Because we have a determined bunch of people down here in this ministry, on this staff, that will say, I ain't going nowhere. God called me here, paycheck or no paycheck. Come hell or high water, I'm going to the other side. Come on, amen. Sometimes you've got to face your giants. You can't expect Goliath to come out and go, oh, you scared me. Goliath ain't going to come out and do that. Goliath is going to come out and taunt you and mock you and ridicule you and put you down and tell you it'll never happen and tell you you're good for nothing and tell you you missed the call of God and tell you you're out of the will of God and tell you you're in the wrong place at the wrong time. But I've got news for you this morning, ladies and gentlemen. That giant's head has rolled. Come on, off with his head. I mean, David out there in the pasture had to know how to kill a lion and a bear. Every shepherd boy had to know how to do that. But sometime he had to come to a point when he looked up at a giant and he said, buddy, you're going down. I don't care how big you are. I don't care what kind of armor you got. I don't care how strong you say you are. I don't care how much army you got behind you. You're going down today. I got a little sling, and I got five smooth stones, and I got the power of God on the inside of me, and you're going down, buddy. Come on, that's the faith of an overcomer. How many know when Goliath stood up, Saul said, he's too big, we can't beat him. But David looked at him, and he said, he's too big to miss. I can see him clear from the mountaintop. I've got a good target. Come on, somebody. And he overcame. And when he overcame, he was promoted to a place of maturity. That's how we move on and live a life in a higher dimension. He said, I write to you, young men, because you've overcome and you have learned to defeat the wicked one. Can I just say to you that one of the biggest issues in the church in this Western culture today is that we don't know how to defeat the wicked one. We lose battles too often. Our faith gets shaken too quickly. God says, I've called you to be a mighty man of valor. Come on, somebody say, a mighty man of valor. I mean, there's some things that God will call you out of, and there are some things that he'll deliver you from, but there's just some things in your life that God's going to want you just to grow out of. You say, I'm not going to deliver you from that. I'm not going to call you out of that. You need to grow through that. Because in the process of growing through it, I'm developing something in you. I'm developing an overcoming attitude. You say, well, what do I need that for? Listen, this whole thing is winding up around us. The civilization that we live in today, it's not even looking like it's going to be here in a generation. It may not even be the United States of America anymore. It might be the separated states of America. We're headed for some rough times, not just in this nation, but globally. And if you can't stand and fight the fight of faith on this little insignificant stuff when the devil attacks your life, how are you going to make it in a civilization that hates Christianity, that makes reading the Bible illegal, that tells you you can't pray? A lot of people are going to walk away from God one day. The Bible says it. There'll be a great turning away in the last day. That's why you cannot stay a baby. You got to go on to maturity. Finally, he said, I write to your fathers because you have known him from the beginning. John wrote, you're a father because you've known him. You've known him. You've known the one who's from the very beginning. You recognize the thing that he's done in your life, and the revelation has propelled you through destinies. Purposes have been realized in your life. The journey of your life has brought forth great fruit. He's talking about fathers. Children, young men, and fathers. Folks, when we move into a place of maturity, it's when our faith, listen to this very carefully, because we talk about faith a lot, but faith is not the destination. Faith is the tool to get you to your destination.
And now, we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church that has been serving our community for the last 2 years. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. We've been experiencing a powerful move of God in our services, and we would love for you to come and visit with us. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God. You're my company.
The way that you've known that you've moved from being a babe and a young man to being a father is that you don't have to have faith anymore. You just have trust. You've moved into a place where you just trust God, no matter what. Very few people walk in that realm where they trust God with everything. Very few people walk in the realm where they trust God with their children. They trust God with their finances. They trust God with their business. They trust God with their life. Oh, we have moments of it. That's part of the faith walk. But you'll meet very few people that live in that place all the time. But listen, that's where God's calling us. The reason why God puts pastors and evangelists and teachers and prophets and apostles in churches is so that he can bring us to a place in our Christian walk where we trust him for everything. 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 We trust him for everything. So easy. Isn't it so easy just to put our trust in our own ability? And what we can do and what we can get done. So easy to fall back on that. But the mark of maturity, and listen, it doesn't come easy. It comes through great trial. It comes when we trust him in everything. God believed in that principle so much that he sent Jesus Christ as his son to walk the earth in ministry, primarily to disciple a group of men and take them from being babes to being young men full of zeal in overcoming the wicked one to becoming mature fathers in the faith. And he left with those 12 men the foundation for the church that we're here today. But it came through great men of God that trusted God. That trusted God when their friends and their family were being brought in the Colosseum in Rome and being stuck in the side with daggers so they would bleed just a little so that the lions would get the scent of blood. And when they would walk out and fall on their knees and look to heaven, the lions would pounce on them and rip them from limb to limb. He developed in them a trust that in any circumstance of their life, whether in prison, whether facing death, whether lost at sea, whether being beaten every day, they could sit back and say, I know him in whom I've put my trust. That's where God wants to take us, to a place where we really trust him, ladies and gentlemen. So many people are so fickle. Things go wrong in church and out the door they go. Babies. I'm not trying to be harsh. Babies. Babies. But God's calling us somewhere. And he says we need to go on to maturity. Go on to maturity. Go on to maturity. It's a privilege to be your pastor. It's a privilege to be a part of this church. There are great things that God has called this ministry to. There are buildings that need to be built on this property. There are classrooms that need to be built. There are people to be hired. There are many great things that are bigger than most of us can even imagine. It's going to take faith and it's going to take trust. And it's going to take maturity to get there. God is not going to entrust a bunch of baby Christians with a multi-million dollar ministry. He's going to trust people that have been with the Lord and been discipled by the Lord, that are mature. And I want to say this to you this morning. That's us. That's us. That's Truth Church. God's calling us to that place. And He's going to do great things in our lives. Great things. Come on, let's stand to our feet this morning. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we just honor You right now. We thank You, Lord. We thank You, God, for who You are, for Your heart for us, for Your love towards us. Lord, for the things that You've entrusted to us. God, we don't take it lightly. We don't take it lightly. Lord, I thank You for Truth Church and the people that call this their home church. Those that You've sent here, Father. Those, God, that You've placed apart to come alongside this ministry. God, I speak divine revelation in their lives. I thank You, God, for more victories than losses. Lord, I thank You that they face battles that seem insurmountable, but they come out on the other side, God, stronger than they were before, mightier than they were before, with a presence and a knowledge of Jesus that they've never understood before. God, I thank You for that, for this people in this house, in Jesus' name. If you're here this morning and you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, I want to give you the opportunity to come through that threshold of salvation that I was talking about this morning and become His child. If you need to get some things right in your life, I want to invite you to come as well. And we'll pray a benediction prayer. And Mom and Dad, if y'all just come up front, they're going to meet anybody up here that wants to pray with them. You need prayer. Listen, if you need prayer for health, if you need prayer for finances, if you need a job, whatever the lack is in your life, whether it's spiritual, physical, social, cultural, whatever it is, come up here and let Mom and Dad agree with you by faith this morning and see the victory. See yourself victorious in those areas of your life. I'm going to pray and dismiss right now. I'm going to ask you as you leave today to exit quietly so that there will be a time of prayer up front. Father God, I thank You this morning right now in the name of Jesus. I give You praise for all those in attendance. I thank You for this word. God, I thank You that there's fruit on it and it changes us from the inside out. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida 34981, and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. Pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on the Revealing Truth. Yeah.
Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.